My name is Jim Behoosh and welcome to The Sketchbook, a builder's journal of ideas, tips, and technique. Last week, we talked about using 1x8 V-match for interior walls and sequencing the task. With an 8-foot ceiling, it'll take 14 1x8s run horizontally to make up the wall. This is one of many opportunities during construction to cut multiples. It's much more efficient to cut all 14 first, then put them all up. You're eliminating up to 13 trips back and forth from your wall to saw. This is less critical if all your material and saw are in the room you're working on. I rarely have that happen. The houses I build are relatively small. There's not room to set up a workstation, all the material you'll need, and to do the work. Also, if your room is 15 foot 4 inches long by 12 foot 8 inches wide, you literally don't have the space needed for the 16 foot stock you'll cut your 15 foot 4 inch lengths from. What I find most critical when cutting multiples is to check the first one. For example, this past week I was surfacing a bow window nook with horizontal 1x8. The nook canted out from the primary wall plane at a 45 degree angle. On the obtuse angles, the 1x8 was cut at 22.5 degrees to meet and make the 45. At the interior 45s, I chose to first run one in long at a 45, then put the adjoining wall up with cuts at 45 that lapped and butted tight. I measured for the first angled piece, the first of, in this case, 8 multiples. Cut it, put it in place, and it's short. My measurement was of the back of the piece, the area to be covered, rather than the face of the piece, which was extended by a 22.5 degree angle on one and 45 degree angle on another end. Trialing the first cut saved making every cut wrong. So when cutting multiples, make sure the first cut is right. Have something you'd like to share on the sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with sketchbook in the subject line.